Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
In the lead up to Christmas, many charities are running their Christmas appeals, which is fantastic. And it's a great opportunity to give them the support that they need. But unfortunately, cyber criminals are also active during this time. But there are some simple steps we can take to ensure our generosity reaches the pockets of those in need. Sue Woodward is the Commissioner for the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission. Sue, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thanks, Warren, and hello, listeners.
Are we naive to think that cyber criminals have a conscience and keep away from donations made to charities?
I think we just have to accept it's they're looking at any opportunity that they can to get to access to money or in some way to get what they want. Mm. And certainly charities are not exempt, that's right.
Do we know how much we lost to scammers, say, over the past 12 months?
In the last year, Scamwatch, who collect the official data, showed that Australians lost about $3.1 billion to scammers. So it is really significant across all the sectors for sure.
I find this really disturbing. You think you're making a donation to help someone. For example, I might donate $100 and think, you know, I can provide some meals for some people. But the thought that that money goes into the pockets of criminals instead and then the families don't get fed, I find that really annoying and disturbing.
Yeah, I actually do find it very distressing. I know with cost of living pressures that people have themselves that, you know, making that decision to donate may be actually even harder for people in terms of their own life and having made that decision. And, you know, certainly charities need their generosity. To think that that is not getting to where it needs to go because of the scammers is really quite disappointing, distressing, yeah.
How are they trying to trick us, Sue?
Well, we know that they're getting, you know, they always come up with the next method. You know, you've got to be careful. As we all know, in text messages, there's emails, social media posts, people knocking on the door, people calling. There's all sort of different ways. I think we all live really busy lives and our hearts can be touched about something and you think, oh, that, you know, yeah, I'd like to give to that. And it can be very tempting just to click on that link or to give your bank details. And really, the message I want to get across is that if you could just pause for a minute and then sort of say, oh, that's okay, I'll donate if I want, and then just hang up or, you know, don't click on that link, but instead just check our charity register to make sure that they're a verified charity and then donate to them via the website. That is a really good way of protecting yourself.
We're chatting with Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission Commissioner Sue Woodward about how to avoid being scammed before donating this Christmas. Now, you mentioned that there's a charity register, Sue. Tell us about that.
Yeah, look, if you just go onto your mobile phone or whatever device you're using, you just put in charity register into your search engine and it'll come up. So it's very easy to find. It's free. We've got 60,000 registered charities in Australia that we regulate, and those charities, in exchange for being, you know, a registered charity and having that ability to call themselves that, they need to file annual information with us. And so there's an entry on our register where you can check, you know, the name of the charity, who's running it, what they say they do, some information about what their activities and finances were in the last year. You can see if there's any red lines around their name, which would indicate that they're not up to date or that there's some concern that we're investigating. So it's a really good way of getting more information about the charity you might want to donate to, but also, as I say, making sure that it is actually a registered charity that you're donating to.
So when we get those text messages or emails or phone calls, just stop, pause and think, you know what, I'm going to go and check the charity register instead, see if it's a valid charity, and if it's not, I'm going to pick one.
Yeah, look, if people that are asking you are genuine, If they call you, for example, and you say, "Oh, well, thanks for the information, and I'll think about that." If they're a genuine charity, they will, you know, they will accept that, and then you'll look up and you'll say, "Oh, yeah, that's all right," and then you can donate. So that's fine. If they're not genuine and they put pressure on you, then that's probably a good sign and even more reason not to proceed.
A big red flag. What does the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission do? You mentioned that you have some concerns and there's red circles or red marks where you're investigating. What sort of things do you investigate?
So we take concerns. So if people have concerns about, they think some charity's doing the wrong thing, or they have concerns, then they can contact us via our website, or we have an email thing that a form that they can fill out. So we do investigate where there are concerns. Sometimes it might be that there's another regulator that's more appropriate for the particular concern, but that is part of the responsibility of being a registered charity, that you do comply with reporting and governance standards.
Sue, it's a shame and it's sad that we have to have this discussion today, but it's really important that we do so that we don't get scammed over the Christmas period.
Yes, and I really appreciate you helping get the message out, and if people tell their friends and get the message out, because I know that not everyone knows that there is this thing called the charity register, but the more people that know and then the more people that use it, the better.
And, of course, it's at acnc.gov.au, or as Sue said, just search for charity register in your search engine. Sue, thank you so much for joining us on Drive today.
Thanks, Warren.
That is Sue Woodward, the Commissioner for the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission. And don't forget, we're looking for the Charities Register.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.